Hi, and thank you for joining us today for week 13 of our continuing 15-week series of tools to support your life journey. These tools can be found in Jane's book, Spiritual Power Tools, Support for Your Soul. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. Let us begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, this week, Jane will be reviewing spiritual power tool number three, the spiritual thermometer, as well as emotions and karma. Jane will be teaching us how to control our thoughts and manage our emotions. Let us watch and listen.
Hi. Well, we're on a journey. Last week I talked to you about dissolving your emotional pain and the importance of being very diligent in being the observer of your emotions and your behavior when you are emotionally charged. Now, one of the things that I want to bring up now is a spiritual thermometer, and that's on page 44. And the spiritual thermometer actually came out of my emotional pain. Yes, indeed. Because I didn't know how to deal with my emotional pain. So then I put the spiritual thermometer on it. Where was I in my emotions? Was I below a five, which meant that I wasn't in clear think and I was in the emotion and in the drama? And as I was working with resolving my emotional pain, I found it very, very handy to use my spiritual thermometer because that gave me a gauge on where I was with my emotional pattern that I was in. Because as I began to unfold the emotional patterns that I was in, I would see that I would relive that pattern maybe 2, 4, 6 weeks later, maybe 4 days later. And then I got deeper into resolving that emotional pain. But by looking at the spiritual thermometer, and I'm sure that by now you have learned a lot about the spiritual thermometer because I've talked about it a lot. But the observer self of yours needs to look at the and gauged exactly where you are on the totem pole, the spiritual thermometer. And I found it very easy for me to identify myself after I started using this on a regular basis. I could, when I was in meditation, I could actually close my eyes and say, "Oh, I'm a 10 right now. Wow, I'm feeling good about myself." And maybe within a half hour, I was below a five in my emotions. Your emotions, your feelings are a very, very important part of being human. So, in order to dissolve these patterns, we have to, of course, take responsibility for them. I talked a lot about that last week. We have to measure where we are on them and not to make any quick decisions when I was in the emotional pain of something because I always made stupid, and I say stupid actions to get over my emotional pain, not realizing that the stupid action just created another thing, another cause. Because you live in the world of cause and effect, emotion is part of the cause of an effect. Can you hear what I'm saying here? Your emotions feed cause and effect, because the emotional pain will cause you to do something if you're not aware that you are in an emotional pain that is creating an outcome that you don't want. Many a divorce happens because of emotional pain. I'm angry, I'm mad at you, I want a divorce. I'm mad at you, go to your room, child, and stay there for the rest of the night. I found out that sometimes my emotion, what I used to with my children, didn't belong to them at all. It was me. It was me who was experiencing this emotion. So the first thing I want to do is lash out at somebody to get rid of that emotional pain. But when I could measure and say, where am I on this? Oh, I'm a -6. I would say, wow, I better get my act together before I make any decisions with my children, my family, my employees, my people I was working with. I have to come clean, clean with me, clean with my decisions, so that I act wisely and not create for me some more karma. Because your emotions, get this one, creates karma. Your emotions is one of the biggest things that creates karma. Can you understand that? Karma and emotions are so connected, are so very much connected, especially when we're dealing with others. You have to stand back and find out the cause and effect. Always say, okay, the cause is I'm angry right now. The effect is I'm going to go in and tell somebody off. Or I'm going to have this terrible look on my face and I'm not going to have a good time at the party. And everybody's going to wonder what's the matter with me. That's the effect. And that's the effect I want. I want to make everybody feel sorry for me. Oh, yeah. I had to look at all that stuff, because all that stuff has a purpose of creating more karma. Because if I'm going to straighten up my karma, I've got to look at what I'm creating, how I'm creating it, and for what purpose I'm creating it. What is the purpose? Is it to get my own way? Is it to be angry at the person and tell them off? You see, what did I want to accomplish? What was the purpose? And when I started to look at my purposes, my cause and effect, I started to get real with me, real with what I was doing and why I was doing it. And that in itself is very painful, because we don't like to look at ourselves too closely. Because the minute we look at ourselves closely, we decide and discover how much we try to manipulate others. And that is causing karma. When you try to manipulate somebody to get your own way, you are creating a big, huge piece of karma that's going to hit you in the ass someday. Yes, indeed. It's going to come back. It's going to boomerang on you someday. Every action you take has a reaction. And the reaction may not be something you want. You get mad at somebody and you go and do something ridiculous to get even. And that in itself will cause another reaction, which causes another reaction, which causes another reaction. It has to stop, and only you can stop this. I call it the wonderful merry-go-round of action and reaction. I'm on the merry-go-round, action and reaction. I got to stop it because I'm the only one that can stop it. And I have to have eyes to see it and ears to hear it. And I have to say, I want to have the right glasses on to look at myself clearly and not as a victim, or I want to get my own way and this is the way I'm going to get it. Human beings live in the world of opposites, as you well know. And being in the world of opposites means that you are always going to be attacked by either one opposite or the other. And neither one of them live in the higher dimensions. They're here to help us to grow, help us to understand, but in a higher dimension, they do not exist, because this belongs to humanhood. Humans live in the world of the opposites. They live in karma. As you sowed in another lifetime, it's coming up now. If you're not having a good time with somebody, ask yourself, what forgiveness did I need to do right now? Because I don't know who started this fight. I may have started it 7 lives ago, and we've been fighting back and forth ever since. At least I'm smart enough to know that I need to get off the law. I want off the law. I started screaming about that. I want off the law. Help me off the law. If I have an out-of-body teacher, if there's anybody helping me from above, so to speak, that's been through this and knows how to help me, I want that person to come forth. I used to yell that. I'd say, I want that person, that soul, that whatever, come forth. And now that I've developed my intuition, and I've been doing my meditations, and I've also done a lot of journaling, this has helped me to move into the space where I can have an out-of-body teacher that can help me. Because I've at least clean my house this much. So as you're moving through this process, keep that spiritual thermometer handy. And I also found it to be very, very handy when I was with my children, and especially when they used to come home from school. And I would see them walk in the door, and they were a -2. And they were angry, and they were this, that, and the next thing. Instead of me getting down there in a -2 with them, I had to stay beyond that -2, way beyond, and help them through their process. You see, your children are just as much in a process as you are. And you, as being the adult, can help them. Your out-of-body teacher, who has been through the process too, knows how to help you, just like you know how to help your child, if you will observe them and honor them and know that they are souls evolving. That was the hardest thing for me to understand. My little baby is a soul evolving. Well, she's only 4. She's so cute. No, she's very, very, very mature soul. She knows just what she's doing. She may be 4, but she knows what she's doing, and she's on top of it and wants me to play in her play. And I realized that I had to get her to play in mine. I had to move beyond her limitations to help her to see and to understand that she also was a soul evolving. But you can't tell that to a 4-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old. They don't understand that, and you can't expect them to. So you have to be the guiding light. You have to be the one that gives them the boundaries and help them to learn about cause and effect. Like I'm teaching you about cause and effect, you learning about that is automatically going to help you to be observer of your children or the people that you work with. Perhaps you're in charge of a business and employees. All of that is so important, because everybody is an actor in your play. They're there to help you to understand, and you are also there to help them. Sometimes just being quiet and observing is all the help you need to give. And I found out 90% of the time, that's the help I could give, is be the observer and watch what was going on from a higher point of view, knowing that they're doing their karma. Did I want to get in their drama, their play, and be the villain or the rescuer or what? What do I want to do in their play? Sometimes I found out I wanted to be the rescuer. Oh, where did that get me? Not very far, because they wanted to be in poor me. And I'm trying to get them out of poor me. They don't want to be out of poor me. They're enjoying where they are. So I had to get out of my responsibility that I took on, they didn't, of getting them out of poor me. I had to say, I have to be responsible for me, and it's obviously they're enjoying being poor me. And that's fine. I don't have to go play the game with them or try to rescue them out of it. And that's when you're more of an adult dealing with other adults. But when you have children, it's a different ball game. You observe, you look, and you as a parent figure out exactly what you can do to help. And if you can't do anything to help, then you know that that was the best decision you had to make. So as we move on to this emotional pain that we talked about last week, we're going to use our spiritual thermometer on ourselves, look at other people, observe where they are, observe that they are having a drama filled moment, and they're loving it as they are complaining about how awful it is. And they love to re-talk about it 25 more times until you're tired of listening to it. Well, I found out just sitting and listening, sometimes not saying a darn thing, was the best thing I could do, and let them go around in their circle. Now, as a spiritual teacher, with my students, I don't let them do that. I come in with both guns blaring and say, stop it. Stop the merry-go-round. You are responsible for stopping your own merry-go-round and you're in a cycle. Let's get out of it right now. Let's look at it from a higher point of view, because if you're on the merry-go-round, you can't see anything except the problems that are occurring in the moment. You are a spiritual warrior, and you have to get those knives and guns out for yourself to break those thought forms in yourself, because that's what they are, they're thought forms. So emotional things that are happening in your are past life thought forms that you have to get your little gun out and shoot and say, no way, I gotta see what it is, I gotta move on, and I have to stay above the five. I'd like to be a 10 at all times. 10 is the best place to be. Then you're beyond both opposites and you're in that now, in that infinite understanding of what's really going on. So as we're moving through this process, I'm supporting you, I'm loving you, but I can't do it for you. But I sure is one thing I can do is help you to use tools that are going to help you to move forward. These tools that I have helped me over and over and over again for years. That's why I put them in the book, because they were guaranteed to help you. They were given to me by my teacher, I'm sure. It may have came down into consciousness, and I used them. But those were the things that were very, very helpful to me. I give them to you to help you. The spiritual thermometer is one of those wonderful tools that will always be with you. 25, 30 years from now, look, they've been with that spiritual thermometer has been with me for 45 years, and I probably use it as I continue on my journey to wherever I'm going in consciousness, whatever that means. I'm beyond the beyond, so where I am, I just really can't talk to you about, except it's well worth your time. It's well worth your time not to be caught up in the world of humanhood. Bye-bye for now.
In this video, Jane makes it perfectly clear that we are no longer powerless over our emotions. However, in order to take control of our emotions, we must desire to go beyond our emotions by becoming observers of self. My first step was to put a picture of the spiritual thermometer on my bathroom mirror, my refrigerator, and my desk at work. I wanted to have my bases covered as a reminder to stop basing my decisions and actions on emotions. Now, this wasn't easy to begin with. However, as I worked with this tool, I began to identify my emotional patterns and stop myself from responding emotionally to situations in my everyday life. I learned over time how to evaluate where I was on the scale of 1 to 10. If I was below a 5, I would stop and defer a decision or an action until I intuitively knew I was beyond my emotions and into clear think. The spiritual thermometer is a powerful tool to support moving beyond your emotional drama. I used to refer to my life as drama. I now refer to my life as joy. And if you would like to refer to your life as joy, we would love to support you moving beyond your emotions by joining us on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our Support for Your Journey gathering. Please note that additional information is noted in the chat area below. Thank you for your loving and generous gifts to the center. Your gifts allow us to continue this work serving humanity. Information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. When we know that meditation is such an important part of this journey, so let us take a few minutes at this time just to relax and be at peace. Close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. Just allow the chair that you're sitting in to support you. You are moving into the silence, the silence of your being. You no longer use emotions as decision makers. You are the observer of self. You have a new awareness of the joy of living. Of knowing that you are guided intuitively. By your higher self. Your higher knowingness. You are connected with universal knowledge, love, gratitude, your life patterns are moving into a new direction beyond there is a sense of knowingness that you've never known before. You are emotionally free. And you are lifted into a new knowingness of joy. And we are grateful. And as we move from this meditation, we open up our eyes, feel the chair that we're sitting in, knowing we're supported and safe. And we are in this now moment of freedom. Thank you so much for joining us today. It has been our joy to serve you. Looking forward to seeing you next week. Bye now.